Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Sharkitude.
Hey!
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, welcome back, Dan.
Did the check clear before you said that?
Wow.
This
I hope you're getting paid.
Real Spoilers, episode 402.
When did this... Did that epiphany hit you?
Literally just now.
Oh.
Like, as I'm reading, I was like, oh.
Oh, there was no thought behind that? Okay.
No. It's better that there was no thought
behind
it. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't storing. I wasn't sitting here.
375, he's like, ooh, it's coming.
Oh, the Meg's coming.
I'll pretend like I don't know what's up in a few weeks, but
yeah.
I know.
No, I was, as I still have it written out for me, and I was like, oh, yeah. Like, with my old man eyes, as things get blurrier.
It looked like, you're
that
like,
N kind of looks like an H, and I was like, oh, yeah, Sharkitude. That could be cute.
You're writing them down again, though? You were doing it off. You did your first one off the
page? I have a template that I have where I write down all the all that week's League of Show Shares. I write down the episode number. I write down my outro lines.
Do you save them? Or do you delete it every week?
I save over it every week.
Oh, I was going to say, we could release a book of the daily show shares. Available on Patreon for only $9.99.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But so
right next to our t-shirts.
Yeah.
Maybe you could buy Tom's template.
Yeah.
Would you like a copy of his template? You can make your own show sharers at home.
Little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
How the sausage is made. So I already know what my outro line is going to be.
Wow.
I'm ahead of the curve.
Well, save it. Don't spoil it.
Yeah. So sometimes if in the last 20 minutes of the show I'm not talking, it's either I'm peeing or I'm like, oh, yeah, I need an outro line. Looking for it.
We don't need to sell that.
Yeah,
the sausage monologues.
We
don't need to sell those.
I don't think we could.
Yeah.
I was not operated under the illusion that there would be a demand. So, well, we should probably go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Shameless plugs. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. You can also check out our Patreon account where for the low, low cost of $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content and we like you extra.
Mm-hmm. People online were asking, actually a couple people of like, oh, I wish you guys would go back and do some old movies like stuff. And I'm like, that's exactly what we do on Patreon. So if you want us to go back and revisit, and a lot of times they're good movies, like we're not necessarily going back and like, oh, let's find the worst
Jaws
movies.
Jaws 4.
We're talking about Jurassic Park, the original. We're talking about Mission Impossible. We're talking about Jaws.
We can talk about Jurassic Park 2.
Well, we had to, but, you know, you don't have to listen to that if you don't want to. But, you know, but go back and listen to it. And it's so if you want to hear about older movies, whereas we do the movie of the week, of course, on the show you listen to now, go back to Patreon. And it helps support the show, too.
Yeah. So anyway, there's all
Jason
that.
Michael.
He wouldn't get that joke because he's not a Patreon
that's
user.
That's right. I know. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's why he has to do it on this show to shame him.
Right. I know.
Right, right.
Now he'll have to subscribe for at least 1 month to understand.
So
that's good. He's going to. I'm going to get that message. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm sitting here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, you have to subscribe to Patreon, Tom.
I don't know. I want to spend that kind of money.
I got to listen to you two jackasses enough.
Yeah. Get it for free.
So. I can barely listen the first time.
Yeah. So I guess with that we should probably segue into the movie.
Yeah, so I feel like this movie has been like kicked around for a long time.
It's a good feeling.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
It's funny. Right?
Your notes?
How long has it been in, like, talked about?
20 years.
20 years.
1997. 20 years?
This was actually under Disney.
Disney bought it first. They bought the script for the guy that wrote the book 20 years ago. They bought the script for $1 million, mm-hmm. the option. Disney was going to make it, but they couldn't get it out before, what, Deep Blue Sea?
Probably.
Was that 99?
This was a 1997 book.
Okay. Yeah, so in 99, Deep Blue Sea came out, and Disney could not get this made in time to compete with that, so
they
shelved it.
What's the one with Treat Williams? Is that Deep Blue Sea?
I don't
know. No. That's,
what's the one with the,
that was
like
Hair.
No. Yeah.
Like the mutant sharks.
Yeah, that wasn't, oh man. I like
Deep Blue Sea. Was there just like in a lab and the sharks?
That's this one.
No. That was that Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah. It was Sam Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one with
Deep Blue Sea is
Thomas
Samuel
Jane,
Jackson, Thomas
Samuel Jackson.
LL Cool J.
It has a
Night
fantastic,
of the Sharks.
I actually do like Deep Blue Sea, though.
Treat Williams is in a movie called Night of the Sharks.
Yeah, but
Treat Williams
another,
is in something else.
He's in another one. It's like a giant octopus or something.
Oh, Peter Benchley's the Beast.
Night of the Octopuses.
No.
Octopi.
I will tell you, in Deep Blue Sea, guess who has a credit? Frank Welker. So he probably made the shark noises.
Yeah.
That guy does every animal sound in every movie. Just assume it's Frank Welker and you're probably right.
Yeah. Deep Blue Sea's got, it has that incredible moment where Sam Jackson's giving a speech.
And he gets chomped in half.
There you go. So
tired of these mother effing sharks on this mother effing plane.
Boat.
I love that stupid movie.
It's so dumb. I mean, the sharks look like garbage.
Honestly, that was like, I was like, if the Meg is as good as that, I'm good.
And I gotta tell you, it was. This movie is exactly what I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, like those trailers did not lie to you.
No, they tell
like
you.
I will say the problem I had with it, not that it was terrible, but it wasn't crazy enough. Like, I don't think they went full steam ahead. Like, I think it should have been crazier.
I don't disagree.
They tried to be too serious at times.
They tried to be too Jawsy.
Deep Rising.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what it was. Yeah. Yes.
So that was Mike. Because I went in looking for him to actually like drop kick a shark. Like
they tried too hard to be the first Jaws.
Yeah, they tried too hard to be like, let's make it action packed, but let's make this serious.
Right.
And it's like, no. And so that was like, I was reading through some reviews because like, am I crazy? Because I mean, I know it's going to make money, but I'm like, what? I felt like something was missing. And a lot of the reviews I read that were negative said like, it's not often that critics are asking for a movie to be dumber, but like they're like, it should have been just crazier.
Okay, so here's something. Like, as soon as the movie starts, they go through the credits, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, this is a Chinese co-production.
Yeah.
So then it's like, and they're naming some of the stars.
Correct.
And I'm like, oh, so this movie has probably, there's probably two edits of this movie.
Really? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Were the heroes not staged?
Did you guys like notice like every now and then they'd go to the Chinese actors? And you're like, and they're starting to have like some, like this whole father daughter thing. And you're like, I'm pretty sure that there's a whole other
that could be
realm of story that has been shot.
Yeah.
That is going to be.
They take Jason Statham
overseas.
You think they make
Jason Statham's going to have a tiny part.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, but he's going to be like a third.
This tier. Felt like
this. There's parts of this movie where I'm like, I feel like we skipped some stuff.
this felt like a cross between Jaws and Con Air. Like if you would have put this out in 1997, Simon West is going to direct this, and it's got like the guy that did the music for Con Air.
Yeah.
Well, this like, is what's his name, John Turteltaub.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know who that is.
National Treasure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like Simon West did the first Fast and Furious, I think.
No.
Who was that?
I don't remember.
Simon West was like that lower level Michael Bay.
Okay, I don't even know who he is.
He did like movies like Con Air. Like that's
he did Con Air.
He did Con Air.
Other than that, I can't even think of what he did. But
he did some other
stuff. Yeah, there's some homage. Like the one of the boats that they're on is named the boat that they were looking for in National Treasure. So
really?
He put a little some
of all
little
the things
Easter
you don't name it the Orca or the Orca
Three.
Oh,
that's little. But they named the dog Pippin.
They do. That's
same
true.
Same dog name.
Yeah, that's Pippin. Fair.
Except
yeah.
Pippin has a better outcome in this
Pippin
one.
Pippin does have a better outcome in this movie.
They made sure. Cause I'm like,
I feel like there's a version where that where dog doesn't make come it. Back.
And
they...
test screenings did not care yes. for that. Well, I talked to Joe about this because I asked Joe on the Patreon, $5 a month, patreon.com/postpost. I talked to Joe and I said, can you make this movie nowadays? Because I'm like.
You mean Jaws?
Jaws.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like, the shark, you know, there's people getting eaten on the beach. Yes, but it's like. The people are in the shark's ocean. I feel like in 2018, people are like, you're going to the shark's home and you're trying to attack him. The shark is the hero. And so, like, I feel like it, with that same mindset, it's like the dog dies in Jaws, but it's like nowadays, it's like, you can't kill a dog. You see how mad people got over John Wick and how upset they got? It's like, we just live in a different time where it's like.
And
like,
I don't think you could make Jaws.
Yeah,
in
I just.
2018.
I
well, you did. And that, you know what? You can, and this is it. This
well,
is as close as you're going to get to Jaws.
Because it's like they could totally do the shark effects and everything.
Which
it's
is
like
which the, is a detriment
the
to the
genius
movie.
Of Jaws is the fact that they had to work around a broken
they had to be creative.
Robot. Yeah, we talked about it. They lucked into it. That's, yeah, it's amazing.
A comedy of errors,
and,
that movie.
And two notes from John Williams.
Yeah.
Who was like,
okay.
Here's what I got so far. Let me tell you. Doo-doo. Dude,
can
hold
you,
on,
can
hold
you
on.
Do that faster?
Do-da-do-da-do-da-do.
I love it. Sign me up.
Yeah.
So yeah. So this one starts. Just Jason,
real quick. Simon West directed Con Air, as you said. He also did General's Daughter.
Laura, I like that one.
Laura Croft, Tomb Raider.
Not that one.
Just kind of going through. The Mechanic.
Not bad. Yeah. Jason Statham.
Yeah. Expendables 2.
Yeah.
And this really?
Yeah.
This is the guy who did John Turteltaub did Cool Runnings.
Oh, he directed Cool Runnings.
What
I didn't realize
weird,
that. Okay.
But perhaps most importantly,
yeah,
he directed the video Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Hey. No way.
We got Rick rolled.
We got Rick rolled. Who knew?
Yeah, we got Rick.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at this movie in 1997,
yeah.
This is a Simon West movie. Like, absolutely.
Well, these
he had
these...
to pass. He had to pass on the Meg to do Con Air.
Interesting. Well, yeah, and so yeah, it was tied up, and then when Disney couldn't compete, then Del Toro got behind it, and they couldn't find they
you know,
couldn't make it work.
The shark was going to have three eyes,
and you don't want to know what they did to the shark
and have sex like with one of the people on the boat,
right?
Yeah.
Jason Statham was going to make sweet, sweet love to the shark.
You've heard about dolphins.
And then he found out, well, that's what screwed it up, is he found out sharks didn't have blowholes.
Right. He's like,
the hell with
it. Oh, I got them mixed up.
Wow.
Never mind.
I had little blowholes in the sink.
That's a pretty good Jason Statham impression. That's pretty good.
If somebody asked, like, what the best Jason Statham movie was, I was like, Lock, Stock,
all of
two,
them?
Lock, Stock, Two,
Snatch?
Or Snatch.
It's great.
The first two.
You know, I will tell you, though,
movies.
This movie.
John Carpenter's Ghost of Mars?
Like we said, the other ones. But so when I was watching this movie and watching Statham, so we've seen little glimpses of him in movies like the Fast and Furious movies, which are great. Him and The Rock are great together. But to see him back in a lead role, I'm like, this guy's cool. I'm like, I do like
he's
Statham.
Cool.
He has that cool guy Rock like charisma.
He's
that,
he
he's
is good. Your,
but he's cool. But he is
he's cool.
He's
he
your
is.
Cool
he's
guy fine. Actor. Like you used to he's, like to watch Arnold and Stallone and all those guys. Like Statham is a cool action guy.
He's your
you
John
know?
McClane.
Yeah.
He's the guy that if they were ever to redo that movie, he is the guy that could be your John McClane and be believable that he can get punched in the face and bleed.
Yeah. But he's like, he can kick your ass. I mean, this guy, he was an Olympic swimmer. You know, he's ripped. He's a martial artist. He's great. But he has like this tough guy demeanor where like, I think he... You know, you believe that he can do all this action stuff, but he also does have that a little bit of that everyman. Like, I don't know. He's a cool action hero to where it's not too unbelievable. Where, like, you know, Arnold and Stallone could get a little over the top with their
a
stuff.
A little over the top.
Right. I mean, you know, that to be nice.
Their muscles had muscles.
But, yeah, so I just...
They literally made a movie called Over the Top.
Yeah, exactly.
Well
about
done.
Arm wrestling?
About
well
arm wrestling.
Yeah, yeah right.
They went over the top, and then they're like, it's actually about arm wrestling. And you're like, well, that seems...
Now, wait a minute.
Under...
Yeah. So I don't know. Just watch this movie reminded me because I haven't seen a Transporter in a while or Crank, you know, it was a long time ago. And I'm like, it's just reminded me that he can be a really cool, like, I kind of miss him in a really good action role because, you know, there's a lot going on, a lot of other characters in this. But I'm like, okay, I'm kind of like excited more for that Rock movie because if it's just him and Rock doing action.
Yeah. And they were the best part of that.
Yeah.
Last
being sarcastic. Movie. And they're both tough guy, you know, action guys. So,
the villain that murdered a bunch of people is now the good guy.
That is
fine.
Yeah, it's okay. They apologize. It's fine.
Yeah, it's,
you like wrestling.
That's true. Nobody murders anybody in wrestling. Okay, inside of a ring.
Okay,
sorry.
Anyway,
not in real life, Chris Benoit. Yeah. Sorry,
yeah, I was so confused. Sorry. Tell me. So I was so confused watching this beginning mission because I'm like, what's
so
happening?
There,
and
so
it's blowing
like,
up.
So
like,
there's a submarine that is.
I had
down.
Already turned my mind off.
Yeah, a submarine.
No,
is,
I just couldn't understand it. I didn't say it was dumb. I'm like,
there was
what?
A sub rescue.
There's a sub rescue. Jason Statham and his team are the rescue squad.
Yeah.
The monster squad grown up is what they are.
No.
Rescue squad no. sounds like
cut this out right.
You don't get that.
Oh, I get it.
The rescue squad sounds like those sad generic toys,
like robots
that you get
the
for
Venture version of GI
Joe's.
The
rescue squad sounds like something that our president's going to come up with.
Right. It's like what you get for a toy.
I'm
going to
have these guys. They drive around in things that save people with sirens and lights on the top, and I'm going to call them rescue squad.
You mean EMS people?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Okay. Tom Comiskey, just fast forward 1 minute from this point. I'm sorry.
So they're just on a rescue mission. And while they're getting people out, something crushes the hull.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Statham has to make a choice. With like he's got two people left down there. He's got a submarine full of people that they've already saved. So he has to make a choice to close off the rescue ship from the sub and get these 11 people out, or he could.
What, he has to blow it up?
No, like, it blows up
no,
on its own.
No, they didn't blow it up. It's a nuke sub, but. Yeah. Which, of course,
bites it again, and then it explodes.
Oh, the shark makes it. We know the shark, but it blows
but
it
the
up.
Guys okay. say they're cut off. So I'm like, at that point,
get
I'm
out
like,
there.
Well,
gotta go.
You know, there's only so many ways you can move like, around a sub.
One of the things that frustrates
they go this way and that way.
Or this way. And they're not going
and
that
they can't
way.
Go this way. So this way or this way.
You know we're doing this on a podcast where they're going.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly
so you go. It's a straight line.
Well, there's four ways. So imagine we said this way or this way.
The submarine is shaped is like a long tube. Yeah. So when
you can go
left,
you can go right. Yeah. And sometimes you can go.
Think
up.
Of a submarine
that's about
sandwich.
It.
It's yes. like that.
Ooh, yeah. Like sandwiches. That's why they call them submarines.
Yeah. Exactly.
After the sandwiches.
There you go.
Ta da!
But so. No, but so they do the movie trope of this one where he has to make a tough call and then someone's really mad at him. And I'm like, he made the right call.
Totally made the right call.
He made the right
You know what I found fascinating about the call that he makes?
What?
Is in any other movie, the call is always,
I'm waiting.
Screw the greater good. I have to go save this one person, right?
Yeah.
Like Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
That was the entire plot of that movie, right? The one we just saw, where he didn't
save the world or save a person,
right? And he saves the person instead of doing what would have been for the greater good,
right?
Which is, which is great in a movie, but real life, totally the wrong.
We
call.
Talk about
you
this
have
all
started
the time.
Nuclear holocaust.
The Rock,
right?
The Rock. George needs to die, or else how many people died because he didn't let George
in
know
Rampage?
What I mean? Because,
sure.
How many people died because The Rock had to save George?
Superman. Or San Andreas, where, I'm going to steal this emergency equipment from the rescue squad.
Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're not going to take this fight out of the city. We're just going to throw each other through buildings and hope that everybody got out. All right.
But, so anyway, I was thinking, I'm like, it's interesting because in most movies, like Tom said, they do the opposite. And I'm like, he made the right call. And I'm like, that is cool to see in a movie because sometimes you have to make tough calls. And I think it was the right one.
Well, because he knows that a submarine is shaped in a way that they're like, they're not going to make it. Bye.
I'm telling you, it's pretty good.
Off they go.
Yeah, off they go. And they get out. And then that's kind of, we get here's the thing. I don't like oceans. I don't like when I can't see my feet. I don't like when I can't see where my feet are going.
So you ready to go swimming after this?
I'll go swimming in a pool.
Well, yeah.
That's fine.
I asked Ryan. Ryan saw this with me. Ryan thought this movie was cool. And we had two swim parties yesterday. I'm like, oh, you ready to go swimming, bud?
I have no problem. Like, I have no problem in a river.
Yeah.
I don't like anything touching my feet.
Rivers can be dirty, though. That's why I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, rivers don't bother me.
Really?
Yeah, not at all.
You don't know what. I mean, there's a lot of fish and weird things.
Yeah, but
river.
I mean, like, I've gone floating a billion times. Yeah. I don't give a crap about that.
Well, yeah, I'd rather be in the ocean than a river.
Yeah,
I'd rather
me too.
Nope.
I don't like oceans because they get sticky.
Well, yeah, but
why does salt
like,
water make you sticky?
I don't know.
But a river, like, just your risk of drowning is.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't bother. I mean,
just like
I've
over
been,
the weekend. It's so
I've
sad.
I've been swimming since I was two.
Yeah, but these people, two people just drown, an adult and a kid, because the current takes you. You can't.
Right.
It's not because you can swim. It's
I have
just, you just don't like the seeing the not being able to see.
I don't like not being able to see.
But if you've I've been to bodies of water that are really clear.
That's true. I don't want to risk it.
I want to go to those Mexican resorts where the water is like crystal blue clear.
When I'm in a river, 10 times out of 10, Bahamas. I'm wearing shoes.
Mexico's not right.
I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
They present that.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
I'm wearing shoes. So like, I don't have to worry about like anything slimy touching my feet.
Don't you hate that when you're in the river though, and a fish touches you and swims
by? No,
because
that's never happened.
Well, a river,
to
you get
you
like,
never felt anything. Yeah,
especially here,
never.
You get like syringes and crap. I don't know. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna stick with the ocean.
Yeah. No, I don't like. I remember Bella was probably 6 months old, and we were in the ocean, and I'm holding her, and I've got my wife and my brother-in-law's. And Leanne,
all stacked up on your
they're all standing on top of each other.
Wow, there's
and,
your problem.
And Leanne goes, "Ow!"
Yeah,
and I immediately was like, "Ow!" And she's like, "I think I just got stung by a jellyfish."
Oh, and you peed on
it. And we were just like, "Oh, you're so full of shit." No, you didn't. And she's like, and then she's like, "Ow, ow, ow!" Yeah. I looked like Scooby Doo, where like I just up
running
on
the water,
Yeah,
oh, I thought you ripped your face mask off.
That's not Scooby Doo.
She comes, so well, I don't care. Like I've got the baby. Like I'm
I get it.
I'm
That's
in
good.
The water. You're saying ow. I'm out of the water. Yeah. Like my concern is this child.
Well, good,
you're
good
on
for
your
you.
Own. So she comes out and she's got like the gnarliest, like you know the jellyfish marks all around her arm. Oh. And I was like, oh, I guess you did get stung by a jellyfish. This is why I hate the ocean. This kind of crap never happens in a river. But even
you
this
just
one,
get hepatitis A through C.
Oh,
yes.
That's
all.
That's not even a thing. Just get your shots before you go.
Oh.
But like this one in Jaws, which is you're going to get a lot of comparisons because that is it's the only
trying.
Thing you can really.
I meant,
yeah, right.
John Turteltaub's like, yes, they got it.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
they that movie is so real because it is real. Like it's filmed in the ocean. It's you see everything from the shark's point of view. Everything can get like you're surrounded. So like the Jaws can come from anywhere. And this one does the same thing.
Although
where, like,
at the time that was a rarity.
Sure.
The idea that a shark would be that far north and
that close to land.
And that close to land. Like all of that was like almost like science fiction. That's crazy.
That's insane. Where this one is the same thing. Like, and they're so deep in the water that it's pitch black. Mm-hmm. So like when you see him for the first time, you're just like, oh, like there was a gal two seats next to me on the edge of her seat the whole time.
Yeah.
And like they had good jump scares. Like they had all kinds of good stuff.
OK, so when they explain what the theory is.
Sure.
I was just like, I just started laughing.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I was laughing at this movie, which is fine because they're like, we think it's the bottom of the ocean, but it might be a sea cloud.
And nobody bothered to like check the cloud.
And the only way for us to check for sure is if we send people.
We're going to drop one. We're gonna,
like, you can't just like throw a thing. Like with
a multi-billion dollar like under the sea. Scavenger.
We think it was the Marianas Trench, and we think it's the bottom of the ocean. But
maybe
could it actually be just
maybe we're
the
not
top
right.
of the other ocean it's, below it?
It's like a subfloor.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. The thermocline.
Yes,
it's like a submarine sandwich with layers.
Yes, it's like the thermocline. So this is like below the lettuce.
Exactly.
So it's like a Dagwood Bumstead.
It's exactly
sandwich.
Like a Dagwood. Yeah. Yeah, you don't know what's underneath there.
Right.
Yeah. You have no idea.
But they were smart to send Hiro Nakamura. I mean, if I was going to send anybody.
So when you see this cast, you're just like, well, you're all dead. Like, this is the Poseidon Adventure, where it's just like, oh, you've cast a lot of people that I recognize.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all going to die. Okay, perfect. With the exception of, like, three people.
Yeah.
The three people who I didn't think were going to survive, survived.
Yeah.
You thought Jason Statham was going to die?
No, but I thought Ruby Rose was going to die.
I guess they wanted her to carry on.
I thought
some
the wife was going to die. I thought... No, I guess that was it. Those three, like two out of those three, I thought we were gonna lose for sure.
Yeah.
So now we're introduced to Dwight shows up, where he's kind of doing the Dwight thing.
It's weird to see, but he's not. Like, it's weird to see Rainn Wilson not being Dwight. You know,
kind of the cool guy.
Yeah, he was very like, you know, like a.
And you think he's the evil
CEO tech?
Yeah,
guy,
I thought they were gonna take him evil,
but they don't.
Yeah,
like it's a good little head. No, they don't.
They kind of. He does
one thing, but he does another thing where it's like,
yeah, like
he didn't bring the shark here to take over the world.
Yeah, like I mean, at first you're like, oh my god, he's going to sacrifice all of them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he just
to avoid a lawsuit.
Yeah,
it's like no, he just was.
He kind of does.
What? No, I mean, but he's not like the mustache twirler.
He's not. That's
true.
Exactly.
That is true.
But he's like
he's a scruff twirler.
He's like a tech. He's like a CEO, tech mobile type guy. He's an Elon Musk type.
Yeah.
And he's funding this stuff, and he has a business to run, and like you know he's business oriented. But he was a different role, and it's just interesting to see him because when he gets off the helicopter, and he's being kind of goofy. I'm like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
right.
Well, that's right.
He had a show on Fox where he was kind of like an eccentric detective.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like that.
Okay.
But
that
not
was
as just, it was good show. Like I like that a lot. It didn't I got like
He also
a
had a good arc on 6 Feet Under.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pre-office,
yeah.
Wow.
Because when he showed up on The Office, I was like, oh, it's the guy from 6 Feet Under. And he like moves into the house that the, you know, the house is also a mortuary.
Yeah.
And he like ends up having kind of a relationship with the mother.
Oh.
Who's like in her 60s.
Yeah.
And it was but he was very like odd. You know,
well,
like,
then
yeah,
he's got it. Like, I guess Dwight was just that guy a little bit turned, you know, sideways.
But, yeah, but for a sitcom,
sure.
Yeah,
right.
It was like, and totally when we watch him, like, oh, he's kind of like a sitcom version, like
of that guy.
Yeah, okay. Not as creepy,
right? So they like we said, they've realized
he's the investor.
He's the investor, and
there's some science-y thing that he's been investing
like,
in.
Like when they go down to this place, and we were talking about green screen before. When he gets off the elevator
man.
To look at green screen aquarium,
yeah,
I'm sure. Oh my gosh, look at that! And it's just fake.
This is what we had to look forward to.
Yeah,
in Aquaman.
Because and the funny thing is, first of all, it's an oil rig. And
sure.
In the 90s, I worked for a company, and they were trying to.
Did you work on an oil rig?
They were trying to do like they were going to give away. And they were trying to sell this to Bud Light, and they're like, "We're gonna have a private concert on an oil rig." And I remember saying, "I'm like, you know, those things aren't as big as you guys think." But they had just watched what
Armageddon,
Apocalypse, or Armageddon. They
Is
just
that
based
on oil rig?
No, well, yeah, because
yeah, they're
Bruce
oil. Oh, they're oil rig.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's why
like,
they want them.
I'm like, yeah. I go, those things aren't like there's no room for anyway. And they pitched it to AB, and I was like. I don't think that's a good idea, you guys. I don't think those things are like you guys in your head have seen a movie where you think there's just all this space. And of course, then AB was like, "Yeah, we'd want to do this." And it turns out like then they had to approach. They were trying
an
to
oil rig,
oil rigs, and they found one off the coast of like Texas. And they're like, "No, you can't. We can't. You can't. You have to be licensed to get on this thing. Our owner can't come here."
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's like because it's all just catwalks.
Yeah.
And
when you say private concert, you're like two people can
they
go
were
to
thinking
this.
Like,
and
so
they're playing
private.
The music.
Yeah, they thought they were going to get a crowd of 200 and a band and their crew. And I'm like, you guys need to not
before
think
they,
of the – don't look at the movies and think they're real.
Before they sold to InBev, they used to have – the upper execs would have a party at Scottrade.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
– like they'd bring in big Don Henley.
Don Henley.
Yeah.
I did the one with Sheryl Crow.
Oh,
and
I
then,
know.
There was a, but, I mean, like, it's like the money they would spend.
Well, the
on
reason
that
this all
crap.
Happened is because I worked for a competing brand. At, I worked for Molson, and we did a private concert with Metallica on a Russian icebreaker.
That's way better than AB.
But that was a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
This was their attempt to go after that. So they're like, we're going to do an oil rig.
We're going to get Slayer.
But I was like, you guys,
rig.
I don't think you can do it. And of course, they couldn't.
Right.
And then they
turned
on.
What if I sold you a giant Dorito?
Yes. I did.
Have I got a store? No. Have I got an expedition
for
you?
Did you see that?
I was
the giant Dorito
yes.
thing?
How
yes.
pissed
I mean,
off are you?
That had to but I was Danny off. Fun Spoiler. And I was like, I don't think you guys could. I don't think oil rigs are like that. Like I have watched enough documentaries, I'm like, oh, there's no room on those things. So, you know, right off the bat, I'm like, oh, they're on an oil rig, and there's a family living there. I'm like, no,
no, but it's all underneath.
But then, yes, because he says, well, I thought this would
I do
be
like
more
that
impressive.
Line. Yeah, he's like, you'd think that a multi-billion-dollar organization would have a nicer
elevator.
Elevator, and he's like, oh, no, a nicer entrance.
Yeah,
and he's like, I agree.
Yeah.
But I
do
agree.
I'm like,
and then, yes, yeah. There's the magical.
But I'm like,
not
why is there.
There?
Why is their elevator so crappy though? I'm like, really? Like, it's not
it's,
like
it's like the
dilapidated.
It's like the Batcave. Like, yeah. You don't want to give it away.
But so I thought in this point, I'm like, okay, so you know, Rainn Wilson and all the main Chinese actors. I'm like, they're all going to be on this green screen stage, and there's going to be three people out in the water. So eventually, Rainn Wilson does go to the water for one scene. But like for the most part, acting on a stage.
Sure,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
There's not much to it, and that's why I was also surprised at the budget.
I'm and like, the movie's a snooze until they get on the water.
It is,
oh,
man.
I was watching, looking over for Ryan, like, oh my God, please action start up. And he liked this movie once it got going, but I'm like, good God, bring
you
the
take,
giant
you
shark.
You need to take about 30 minutes out of this thing.
Yeah, almost 2 hours.
It's 2 hours.
That's ridiculous. Tight hour and a half.
I was like, oh,
hour
40. No.
I would even give you an hour 45. I'd say
an hour 40 is where this movie needs to live.
It's a slow start.
They try to
they tried to Jaws it. Mm-hmm. They tried to build it.
That whole opening
this movie
scene
isn't Jaws though. Like it, as much as it tries to be, and that's the problem. This is an action-packed, crazy movie, and they should have got to
it
instead of building up suspense because Jaws did it, and it's a good movie and it works. Yeah. But it's
to the undersea space cloud.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they go underneath that because it's already like at the point I'm like, this is what
the explanation as to how the Meg. I'm just going to tell you right now, there's two of them. Get through, because that's so they're saying is like this barrier.
Did the thing they catch, was that actually a Meg?
Yeah,
or was
there's
that
two of them that came
I
up.
Know there's two, but what I'm saying is the one they were dealing with, was that the original Meg? And then a super Meg came?
No, because there's the scene where Statham, they're looking at the Meg that they caught.
Yeah.
And he's like, the teeth marks are different.
Right. Oh, sounds
so
familiar.
The bite marks.
The bite marks. Hoopa! Oh, man. God love you, Hoopa.
Well, I stick your head in there. You tell me about the bite radius.
Oh, man. And like when that big guy, when they're like the camera.
The wall.
Put your head
I
in
love
the,
that guy. Like they just call him the wall. I was like, yeah,
but
that's great.
Oh, man. When he goes, yeah, put your head in it to get the picture. I'm like, oh, my God. That was stressful. I'm like, that thing's going to bite his head off. But
So
were they dealing with the one they eventually catch the whole movie until the mega one comes?
No.
Or were they actually got the wrong one?
They got the wrong one.
Okay.
So like the
I thought I'm like that doesn't look
they
that big.
Shot the
yeah,
like
it's
the,
big but
the tracker that they had was on this one
yeah
but that was not the one
yeah.
from that bit the yeah. space station
right.
the substation
yeah
it was
okay
not
I just curious because I'm like oh okay
stick your head in there tell me about the bite radius
yep
yeah so they go past this ice cold. Sub thing
that might
ice
be
cloud.
The ocean floor or not
that nobody has bothered to check this entire time.
Well, I will say,
pretty far down
in the grand scheme of things, the ocean is relatively unexplored.
That's true.
Yes,
that's true.
It's a lot of ocean out there.
But this was like, I was like,
but we know where the Mariana Trench is. You have to believe that there's like, nope, here's the floor of the trench.
It was just
nobody
was
bothered
just,
to be like, oh,
were they supposed to be in the Mariana Trench?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, I thought they found something. And they were using the Mariana Trench as like a
oh no
comparison
I,
point.
I thought they were in the
no,
trench.
No, no,
they
were
just found
in
a
the trench, and they were like what we thought was the bottom of the ocean, the sandy bottom.
I didn't
was
catch that.
Yeah.
A cloud.
I thought they were saying this is like the Mariana Trench, but
they were
saying like they found a secret door in the Mariana Trench.
They found a secret door in the trench.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
I have to say, kudos to you guys for like picking up details like that. You guys are talking about Mariana Trenches. I'm like, I did not follow anything like that. Just, I saw a big shark. Boom. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
so anyway. They break through the cloud. They find all.
At that point, I was like, "All right, that's cool, whatever."
When they break through the cloud, they find a bunch of Jennifer Lawrence nudie pics.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
And sure, she's like, "Damn it, I should have changed my password again for the 20th time."
Don't trust the cloud, man.
Don't trust the cloud. So they go down there. They find all of this, you know, undiscovered life, and then they get attacked. They go to the video, and I do like I like the way the sub was set up. Like I liked the video cameras on like on the
yeah. I mean,
there were like
some cool fake tech.
Yeah, cool fake tech.
What I really liked was how when the ex-wife and Hero and the wall were in that sub, I like how cramped it was because usually in movies things seem a lot bigger and open, but like the wall is like all cramped under and like they're all close together. I just thought it felt very claustrophobic and real as opposed to a set that is like fake and more room for cameras.
Which I get
things.
It.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And what I liked is when they finally got done with this boring part of the movie,
a shark came
and they got on the boat and they started hunting a shark.
That's right. Yeah. So,
this is another problem, though. And again, I know it's a crazy movie or whatever, but the shark is so selective with what he attacks and actually destroys and what he, like, lets go, like, as in all our main characters.
Well,
like, I'm like, oh, wow, I guess the shark decided not to mess with them, but then when there's some random thing, he just chomps it and kills random people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, come on.
The light thing, I was like, well.
It's not a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's going for something. It's like, oh, now he's distracted.
Now, I will say. I've done night diving.
You're a crazy pants.
And fish are, they swarm towards the light like crazy.
I got to tell you, I would get about 3 feet down and be like, I'm done. Oh. I don't want to risk it.
Were you like surrounded by all the fish?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, but they're all like little and they all come over.
Until they're not.
Have you seen a shark? Have you ever seen anything big like that?
Ooh, I saw a black-tipped reef shark, and it was swimming away.
Just the, just the tip. Just to see how it feels.
No.
Okay, you can't tee us up like that and then expect us not to deliver.
Okay.
But I saw,
but you know what? It was a black one, so it was big, though.
Aye.
Oh, are we doing that?
All right. That's
that doesn't get a maraca.
We're just moving on. That was a maraca for the next 2 minutes.
Oh. Game on, okay, brother.
We're done. Moving forward.
So yeah, so they get chomped. She gets on the comms and she was like, Jonas was right. And that's where it ends. So they who's this guy, he was on Fear the Walking Dead. He's the main character on that, but he's in a bunch of...
Are you talking about the old guy?
No. Mm-hmm. The Mac. The Australian guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. He's in everything. He's the guy I always confuse with the Super Troopers guy. Guy is like an actual movie.
What was the Gerard Butler one where he's the disgraced Secret Service agent? Two of them.
Olympus White House is, Down Olympus is or fallen. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that one.
Insanely
this guy's
awesome.
In a lot of movies though, and I always like I'm like, oh, he's the funny guy. I'm like, no, he's not the funny one. Like no. He's like in a lot of movies. You would know him. He's a character actor. Yeah, like he's been in a ton of stuff.
So he says he's like, we got to call Jonas, and everybody's like, no, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Jonas was right. It was like really when you're under duress and under attack.
I'm gonna admit that my ex husband was right.
The fact that the wife is getting attacked is like, call Jonas because like I just okay.
Yeah, it's like, but wait a minute. Like this is you're under the sea and something is happening.
Yeah.
But to make the connection between that. To this,
because I had to do a double take. Because at first, in her distress video, I'm like, "Did she? What did she say at the end?" I'm like, "No." And then they say it again, and that she called from.
Yeah,
like,
they played it back.
Okay,
I'm like, "But why? That was ridiculous. Why is he right?
I only have 2 seconds left. Call Jonas.
Who goes back to save their ex-wife?
Apparently, Jonas. I mean,
his name is Jonas.
Maybe we'll have the
they should have played. Right. They should have played that.
Yeah, they
like,
should have.
When they found him, they should have played. My name is Jonas.
If I was Jonas, this movie would be about 4 minutes long.
I'm sure he's just
your ex-wife is about to get eaten by a shark.
Actually, it'd be like your ex-wife is click.
Is there like a GoFundMe for Chum? What are we doing? Oh,
is that a thing? Can we do that? That'd be great.
Yeah.
They go to...
Oh, so now she's also a Chum dumpster. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but...
I mean, you aren't wrong, but...
I apologize to everyone's eardrum. This is a loud episode. I'm trying to turn these levels down, but there's only so much I can do, folks.
That was
so
pretty good. So they go to Thailand. They bring back Jason Statham because they played, but he's doing like the Sherlock Holmes thing where he's completing that. He's like, this is what you're going to do. And then I'm going to say this. And then you're going to say this. And I'm going to say this. And then I'm going to do this.
Yeah, they get
have a
Jason
beer.
Statham in an ill-fitting hat.
Yeah. Like very weird. It's so.
I still think he's cool, though. I don't know. He's just a cool guy. I don't know.
I feel like. So I thought that maybe he had kind of stopped hitting the weights. Because you don't see him without...
Well, because he's wearing a lot of linen.
Well, he's wearing a lot of linen, but also, like, in his recent movies, he's never really taken his shirt off.
But he's got... I mean, he was an Olympic swimmer. He's got a swimmer's body. He's always ripped. He's a martial artist.
But, yeah, but, like, in everything that I've seen him
in... He was an Olympic swimmer?
Yeah.
And they just now put him in a movie with a shark?
I know.
What took so long?
Yeah. But, like... Because
he's like, I would like to have a career, please. Yeah. Yeah.
Crank should have been called Shark. Crank 3 Shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the shark is the one all cranked up, and Jason Statham's trying to take him down.
The mechanic should have been a shark mechanic.
Or
a boat mechanic.
He's actually, he was the mechanic on Jaws.
Right.
Trying to get the thing to work.
Yeah.
So he comes back. The daughter of the Chinese guy who's in charge says F this, I'm going, and then she goes down under the
she's the hero. I you know it's a Chinese
she is
movie,
absolutely
and
the hero
so
of this
they
movie.
Make her a very strong character. I really liked her daughter. I thought the
daughter was
really
cute.
Funny.
It was really cute. She was really good. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Nice scenes between her and Statham. Yeah. Like, you know, and I liked that whole kind of dynamic with the daughter and the mom and Statham. Like, it was
right.
Yeah.
So she goes,
but a lot of Chinese heroes in this movie.
Well, and that's what I was like. I'm like, I think there's probably a lot more footage of that.
Where Statham's helping them out.
Yes.
And their version,
I'm like, there seems to be like, it just seemed like there was like, that narrative was progressing like really quickly.
Right.
Like, things were happening like in the whole, like, you know,
they're into
each
other.
I'm so proud of you. And
No.
I'm like, I think there's a lot more seeds that we're just not going to see.
Yeah, probably.
Man, so, that dad dies quick.
No, he doesn't.
Or does he?
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Version. Like, something did feel off, and that's why I'm kind of backing up your thing. Because,
oh, you mean like
because he's underwater
the,
and he dies,
accident?
And then all I'm sorry, he's underwater, and then all of a sudden he's like, he's sick, and then he's like, it's like it just jumped.
Yeah, so that's like, what I was like, no, I think there's some more happening here, but well, that's okay.
Or maybe it got cut because it's a 2-hour movie. That's always the case.
Or like Dan said, there's a completely different Chinese. Oh,
this is a co-production.
Yeah,
and let's be honest. The Asian market loves giant monsters.
Yeah.
Like that's
I mean this is Sharkzilla.
Absolutely.
This movie is Sharkzilla.
Yeah. That's except God, the shark's not the hero.
Yeah.
Right. That's I mean, you know. So she go the daughter of the guy who's in charge, the second guy who's in charge, goes down there, tries to like tow them back up, and fails because here comes the Meg again. And then Statham shows up, and he was like,
"Okay, well, she goes down with a little dinky
boat."
Like,
and hold on, their computer system in this boat can tell you how many seconds because it knows how much pressure this animal exerts on it. It's like you will be crushed by pressure in 10, 9. I'm like, that is crazy.
That is so far from like.
I just thought that was really weird. I'm like, well, how would it have a sensor to know how much pressure that
She jumps in her like thing from Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
her one person sub.
Right.
I'm like, and
she's
going to lift
gonna,
that other thing up.
Tow the other submarine
I'm
up.
Like, you know, that's not how weight works in the ocean.
Why
world?
Do they keep going down in like research vessels, like little tiny research vessels?
Let's send another one down there.
So he shows up, he goes down there, and he's going to pull him up and she gets caught by the Meg, but
she's caught by a giant squid.
Yeah. That's what it was—the squid.
And then the shark
and then the Meg
tears it away.
No, the Meg
right?
tears it in half.
Well, yeah,
but that's why the
like she's getting crushed.
It lets go because
and then
the
all
Meg
of a sudden
torn
the giant squid arms just kind of go blue.
Yeah, with like the ink everywhere.
Yeah,
unsticking it a little.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
So Statham gets down there and he was just like, "Get out of here!" And
no, not as good.
No, Dan's is way better.
Go.
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
I'm Chet Chelios.
Chet. So Statham goes down. He gets the wife who's been stabbed in the gut with a screwdriver. Mm-hmm. He gets the wall, and Hero sacrifices himself.
Yes, and then things start happening again. As I repeat, everything we just saw.
That's another, you know, the Chinese guy's the hero. I'm not trying to be racist, but I'm just like, you know, he sacrifices himself as the first one to die, and I'm like, wow, they're
you
really
know
playing
have
this
to
up.
Say.
Well, first of all, it's like I'm going to tell you right now, Wall. Yeah, he. They would not have had him on that thing in the first place.
Oh, probably not. He's a little
reasons.
Too big.
Yeah,
because they were like, first of all, you can't get through this. Second, this thing's already tight.
Yeah, right. We don't need your 300-pound ass making it tighter. So they get they shoot the gal, like uses like thrusters or something and shoots her back into through the cloud. Statham comes back and. The only, you know, they're like, where's Hero? They don't call him Hero, but that's, you know.
Yeah.
And they're just like, he's like, no. And they're just like, well, okay. You know, everybody's pissed off.
Better than at the end of the Jaws. Where's Quint? Ha ha ha, no.
No, he's dead. Like, shark ate him.
Like, basically laughing and hugging each other. Ha, no.
We're alive. Quint's not.
Yeah. We never cared for him.
Yeah, no way. Yeah.
He's kind of, and look on the bright side, we don't have to pay him that money.
What?
Yeah, we just save 10 grand.
Do they still get the 10 grand?
If I were Brody, you're giving me a raise.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I'm getting that 10 grand.
Except for when the next season they're like, yeah, we're going to have people on this beach with these sharks because we don't care.
It's another shark attack.
Yeah.
Close it. Nah, we're fine.
Do you remember?
You know, last year when Alex Kittner got chewed to pieces, right?
No.
Did you hear the story about the mom that plays Mrs. Kittner went into a restaurant and noticed that they had a menu item named after her character.
Oh, really?
And then the owner comes out and it's Alex Kittner from the movie.
It's
had
the real
opened
kid?
A restaurant. It's the kid. And they hadn't seen each other since Jaws.
That's funny.
Kind
that's
of a
funny.
Cool story.
Do you know that people would ask her to slap them?
Yeah.
She said, in that doc that I saw, she's like, I had to retire it. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But like people would walk up and be like, can you slap me? And she was just like, sure.
What a different time when you could just slap people like that on request and like no one sued you.
No. They want to get slapped by Mrs. Kittner.
Yeah.
So yeah, they blame him for leaving Hero behind, and he's just like, this
God,
is,
they give him like, then that this the daughter, dude, he just, man, yeah. She cannot catch a break. Like, no. When she's like, that's what you do. You leave people behind. I'm like, oh my God.
I'd have been like, look,
I get that they're all stressed. Yeah. And I totally get it. But I'm just like, damn, this poor guy. Like, first like, of all, he wasn't crazy. And then, right. Yeah, he's saving these other people. But now he's, oh man.
I do like where he's like, and this is why I don't do this crap yep. anymore. Yeah.
Totally.
And let's ignore the fact that something giant just attacked everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get back to that.
Don't even worry about that. So this is where we get the obligatory shirtless scene of Jason mm-hmm. Statham.
This was funny.
Who is ripped to shreds.
Well, why is it obligatory? You yeah. were just bemoaning the fact that you haven't seen him topless in quite
great.
Some time.
Yeah, I was like, well done, dude.
Clearly
like, good,
it's not obligatory.
Good for you.
I thought this was funny. The lead actress, like when she's
oh, yeah.
looking back through the
yeah.
people.
Like,
or no,
like the porthole.
Porthole. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Where she apologizes and he was like, don't worry about it.
I mean, it's
it.
Such a generic scene. How many times has someone walked in on the other person? Oh, they just got out of the shower. But that ending part with the still looking, that
yeah.
was...
So now we realize... So like the daughter is down in the observatory and she's kicking a ball around. And
oh, the young daughter.
Yeah, the yeah, young yeah. daughter. The granddaughter, let's just say.
The granddaughter.
That. May. I think her name is May.
The May.
That's the seat. She takes over in the sequel. Yeah.
So like this, the thing, you can see it. Like she's standing in like a giant circle, basically. Mm-hmm. And you see the front of it and it starts to like get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And finally, this is the scene of the trailer where it chomps down on the glass. Mm-hmm. And then she comes running down, Statham, the mom, and they, you know, of course they automatically assume that it's the kid. We're like,
yeah.
the whole station shakes, and she's just like, May.
I think she's more like, where is she?
That could be.
I right. think I, that makes
I
more too, sense. I'm like, all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh my God, the daughter. But
the
like,
7-year-old just ruined the whole thing down
no,
there.
No, they're just like, oh my God, we're getting attacked, and she's off. I also thought, wow, they are lenient with how much they let this little girl walk around
in an
down to the dock when the boats are coming up and the facility.
They
like,
let her I'm play like, in one of yeah. the submarines.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm just like,
it's like that.
It is like that.
I mean, I grew up in a print shop.
And you just let him go.
And now I think about, like, I'm just walking by printing presses, yeah. standing there talking to my dad.
You have all your fingers.
There's a giant paper cutter. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. have you ever seen a giant?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean.
I just thought
I was using one of those like, when I was, like, 12.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Like, I was like, it's very, now I look back and I'm like, did I grow up in a Dickens novel?
Yes, you yeah. did. Yeah,
that explains it.
Yeah, so, like, they come downstairs, they find May.
But first of all, I, at this point, I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. What is going to happen to the little girl? Because she's gone. And I'm like, did the shark kidnap the little girl?
They ate her.
Like, no, but I wasn't thinking that they were going to eat her. And so I'm like, oh, my God, the shark is, like, kidnapped her and taken her. Like,
well, he's already had a submarine sandwich.
That's right.
Yeah. And then he had a hero sandwich.
I'm just like, where are they going to go with this?
That's good.
But she's just like she's, off
yeah,
somewhere
but
hiding.
But then they go to the they go to where the shark bit the thing, and yeah. they're just like, oh man, look at the size of this thing.
Some big bite marks.
Some big bite marks. So
Ruby Rose is in this, by the way.
Ruby Rose is in this.
And we haven't talked about her once in the context of the film.
Yeah,
she's
the new Batwoman.
She's a like a. She's tech
support.
The tanks and the cages, like she's in charge of the there's a tech guy and then she's more of the like hands-on mechanical, I should
right.
say, like more
right.
than mechanical.
Yeah. Well, I don't know because she hacks into stuff.
I just the black guy was the tech guy clearly because he was like I'm you know he was on the computer doing all the tech stuff. Not saying she isn't good with a computer, but like she's like this cage is designed, it's out of this plastic, like she
yeah.
seemed to be the
I
one that
like
knew
Bruce,
all
like,
the
I'm not getting in there.
Yeah, she knew all the like physical specifications yeah. of things, but
so I'm trying. How do we even get to chasing down the Meg?
They think they finally
have to go after.
They just
it
decide.
Eventually.
They decide they have to go
yeah.
kill it before it
oh,
wreaks
that's
havoc.
Right. We
on
should
people.
Say that, like what they're saying is like this ice cloud kept it below the cloud, and when the girl's ship shot through the cloud, it opened up like a warm wormhole. And that's how the Megs
is that
got
I
out.
Caught none of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, like so
okay.
when it opened it up enough yeah. where like two of the Megs swam out and came out. That's how they got out.
Gotcha.
So yes.
at this point, we just think there's one.
Right.
Yeah.
We are under the impression it's just one. So
and Meg stands for Megalodon, which is
a prehistoric,
prehistoric like dinosaur age super shark. 70 to 100 feet is like what they say this thing.
I'll get you that shark.
I'll find the shark
for
3,000.
I'll kill
it for 10.
Um, So, yeah, now our team has decided.
So, is it cumulative? Does he get 3 for finding it and then 10 for killing it? For a total,
I think he got
13.
I think he got 10 total.
10 total.
Or he gets just 10.
He's like, I'll
do it
find
for 3 or I'll kill it for 10.
Yeah, he's like, I'll find it for 3, but I'll kill it for 10. So, he's killing it for 7.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But they negotiated?
Well, I mean, like,
oh,
three,
an extra 7.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Extra 7.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
three
like,
to find.
No, 7.
3 from Mrs. Kittner.
Yeah,
right.
And then 7 from the
city has to kick in, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was $40,000 equivalent in 75 money. So he was getting $40,000 to take that.
No, it was like $400, wasn't it?
No, $40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but how much is 2 cases of apricot brandy?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you had to throw that in. Yeah. That's right.
I'll throw in the brandy.
Yeah.
So they decide we have to deal with this shark because it's going to get out and it's going to eat everything.
Because they made the hole.
Correct. Yep. Right.
We talked about the magic ice hole.
The magic ice hole.
I was like,
also
all
reference
right.
to Tom's.
Well, first, yeah, again, it was like one of those
at
things.
At this point,
like,
it doesn't matter. I mean, this movie, I'm totally on board. Again, I wish it was crazier. Like, all this I'm fine with. I'm not going to argue with, but I'm just like, it's long and there's too much seriousness in it. I'm like, come on, let's drop it, kick some sharks.
Yeah, once they're on the boat, we're off to the race.
Yes. Right.
So I want to see them flying like through the water, kicking, like somehow moving through and just like kicking it in the face.
Double pistols.
Yep.
Everything that has them like sort of, you know, when it's on the research facility, it's just like, there's not a lot going on.
Nope.
Yeah. But once they get off of that.
Right. So they get to this boat and they can't figure out how to track it. And then I do like where Rainn Wilson's like, just put a tracker on it.
Yeah. Haven't you guys ever seen Shark Week?
And they're all just like, oh,
yeah,
that's actually a pretty good idea. So Statham has to get into like he has to
why
be,
he's a billionaire.
That's right. Statham has decides that he's going to be the one that get in the water. Because they find like a ship that has been destroyed. Like there's a shark. They cut the fins off the shark.
Yeah.
And they throw them back. And then the Megalodon decided that's the one ship that's going to eat.
Sure.
Because he's like, oh, it came back for revenge.
Well, it is all just kind of
lingering. We all know sharks don't come back for revenge until the 4th film.
Correct. Three.
No, that was just a
bad luck.
That was a bad call on SeaWorld's part.
Yeah. So Statham is swimming out in the ocean and he has to like shoot this tracking beacon onto the shark. And of course he does it. And I like how everybody's like, oh, well, we got it. It was impressive. And then the shark kind of turns around on him and he has to.
And they're wanting to poison it at this point, right?
They're going
like
to poison
the,
it.
The plan is to take their darts or their spears or whatever they have, and they're all poison injected with something that would put a whale to sleep, but they use like a ton of it.
Yeah, they're like, how much should we use? He was like, the whole bottle.
All of it, yeah.
Yeah. So Statham gets back. And a pretty good scene where like Statham's on like a winch, and they start pulling him back, and they're just like,
what's her name? They literally made him like a worm on a hook.
That's exactly what they did.
Seems like a terrible idea.
This was a good moment. I like it when they're like, go, and then they pull it away, and he narrowly escapes the jaws because it's about to chomp down. That was a good, yeah.
So yeah, this is full goofiness.
Like Tom said, we're off to the races at this point.
It's great
with goofiness.
Because it's dumb.
Right.
It's what we're here for.
That's exactly what we're here for.
Finally.
So we get back to the boat. They've got the tracker on the thing. They put the daughter, not the granddaughter, but the daughter into this bite proof cylinder.
The daughter is Su Yin. Okay. And the granddaughter is Mei Ying.
Okay. So Su Yin.
And Zhang is the grandpa.
Okay. Su Yin. They put her in this bite proof.
Oh my God.
Cylinder.
That's Hero. I just gave you Hero's name. He was
you
Su Yin.
Racist bastard.
Oh, yeah. Because they look exactly the same. No, that's just how they put up.
It's racist, but he doesn't see gender.
It's a balance.
It went in the order of top build, and for some reason
they billed him first.
I know. I don't understand that. No. Wait a minute. Nope. Her name's Su Yin. IMDb. I kid you not. IMDb put. See her picture there? It was just Heroes. Like, it didn't load right.
Right.
And it was Heroes' picture, and so I thought it was Su Yin from looking at it. And then when I refreshed the page again, it was Heroes' picture with Su Yin, the name. So I was good. No one's racist. I do see gender, but I'm not racist, so carry on.
So she gets in this cage, and it's a good scene where, like, this is the first time you get a really good look at the design of this thing.
Of what thing?
Of Megalodon.
Oh, of the Megalodon.
Pronouns, pal. Yeah, I got it. so you, yeah, you get a good look at how big it is and the inside, you know, what it actually is going to look like. So she gets attacked and like just she happens to like stat like it's starting to eat the cage and they're just like, don't worry, it can't break.
Yeah, I like that.
I do like, she's like, that's not the problem. It's swallowing the cage. I was like, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So she stabs the thing in the mouth. It doesn't let her go. Statham goes down there and does the Statham thing where he... the
dropkick?
Didn't, unfortunately, not yet. Not yet.
I'm just trying to figure out what the Statham thing is.
He saves the person. He saves the girl. Drives, yeah.
Takes off his shirt.
He didn't do that yet. So he saves the girl. And this is another, like, this is basically the last scene in Jaws where Jaws is, like, pulling the orca from side to side and pulling it down. Where the cables are, like, stuck on its dorsal fin. So it's, like, pulling the boat from side to side. Finally, it's about to eat Jason Statham, and then it dies.
Well, not, well, are you, well, you're, at the very end, so you have to, his awesome maneuver that he does.
That's the last shark. Oh, no, that is the shark. You're right, you're right. Yeah, where he's in the thingamajig. No.
We haven't even talked about the baby shark. I mean, we roughly...
We're talking about
him.
It right now.
Well, this is the baby shark.
Because okay, this is the baby shark.
Because when he does that, I'm like, okay.
No.
She passes out.
Right, and the shark dies. Like, the shark...
Yeah.
And she comes to...
He wakes up, and they've got it.
Yeah.
This
is the scene where... You know, he's like, put your head in there and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And this is where Statham's like, those teeth aren't right. Like, those teeth don't match the bite marks. Yeah.
That huge bite mark on the
window. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, here comes a bigger shark.
Yeah.
And
it comes
like,
out and eats
the other Meg.
We're going to need a bigger shark.
We're going to need, and they got one.
Yeah. Right across the entire boat.
Right. And
I'm surprised they didn't put an homage to that line.
I feel like you can't.
But I mean,
hear what you're
doing.
Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah,
I just,
lifted everything else.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So like, yeah, it snaps the other.
Like, that's a good move. That's a good move to have a huge Meg that they think they've caught, and they do. But there's another Meg
that eats that Meg. And when
like,
it catches the Meg, I was like,
almost like a tiger shark that
the
townsfolk caught.
Got to cut that thing open.
Yeah.
See what's inside.
But Jaws didn't come up and eat that one. That's I'm like, that's a cool.
What a great line from the mayor. What a
that
garbage
mayor, right? Ugh.
The fact that he got elected for a second term is ridiculous.
It was the coat.
It was the coat. Yeah, that's right.
The coat is fantastic.
He's rocking the anchor coat.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I love that coat. public vandalism.
So good. So, yeah. So now all of our heroes are just we're effed. Like the wall gets chomped.
Three people die here.
The wall dies. The old man somehow gets randomly hurt. Unexplained.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't really know what happened.
When the boat isn't the boat attacked and they all go in the water and he gets pneumonia or something. He just
You don't die
it
in 10 minutes from pneumonia.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't see an injury.
Water in his lungs, probably.
Maybe.
You know, because he was drowning and they had to save him, so he probably had water in the lungs. And
he got bit by a jellyfish.
I'm telling you. See?
And no one peed on it.
Nobody
peed on it. That's not a thing. You know, it's not a thing, right?
It is a thing.
No, it is a thing.
It is a thing.
Oh, I thought it was
debunked. No, it's a thing.
It's a real thing.
Is it because you got peed on? You're trying to defend yourself?
No, I absolutely. I got nailed. Went for the pee.
You're
not mine. And it was great. I was like,
we have found Dan's search history.
It was definitely... No, it happened.
See, we're not always anti-Trump.
Yeah.
See?
He was just in a jellyfish expedition. That's all.
Yeah, but we're talking about, you know.
Russian jellyfish.
Russian jellyfish.
Yeah. Yep.
That tape exists. Don't worry, Kevin.
Sorry, Tom.
Russian.
Not you.
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
Yeah. And in Russia, they pee on you.
The hookers pee on you.
I'm talking about the jellyfish, but.
Oh, I wasn't. So Rainn Wilson calls in. A gunship, I guess.
Well, with a SMG or something like
that. Yeah, it was like a
mini... Remember, he has like a little tiny
machine gun,
right?
Where he's just like, I didn't have enough time. What was I supposed to do? So they tag the big Meg.
Hey, watch it.
You know. They get on these little schooners. It's not a schooner, it's a sailboat.
I love how now you're just predicting the lines that I'm going to say.
The depth charges, you mean?
Yes. Not yet. Yeah. We're getting there. So they...
Because he's like, I've called the National Guard and I'm going to get you out tomorrow. But then at night they sneak out in their ninja gear. They're all dressed in black like they're going to rob a jewelry store.
He's not. They're not, though. If you watch that... Well, you're not going to watch the end. But
God,
he's wearing... like when he gets on the ship, on the helicopter, he's wearing like the same clothes that he wore when he showed up.
And he's leaving.
No, that day, but at night they're all in black.
Yeah, right.
They all go that next night, right, though, and even though they're supposed
this
to
This is where it gets kind of like you think he's kind of like a shady bad guy.
Well, right. As soon as he goes out at night, it's like,
but what? Like he's not.
Got the depth charges, because at first I was like, well, is he going to blow up the
That's what I thought.
Facility.
He's going to blow up the facility.
But no, he wants to kill the Megs so he can't, so he's not going to get sued if it hurts any more people.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's trying to do.
But the implication is that he's going to do like the bad guy.
Of course.
Like I
thought,
like you're setting this up, like he's going to blow up the facility.
Yeah.
Right. See, I never took it that way.
Oh, I did. Yeah, absolutely.
Just because it was like, oh, of course he's a bad guy.
I immediately took it as like dynamite fishing. Right. Like is how I took it.
Yeah. To me, I totally went villain. It just
seemed like dynamite. I want to throw it
well,
in the water.
Well, because his lawyer's like, are you sure about this?
He's like, oh, yeah.
You know, so you're like, oh.
Yeah, so they find, they go on this night copter ride. They find the beacon. And it's also, I always thought.
They're in boats, and the helicopter's also up there. They're on like two.
Right.
They're on scooters, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so they.
He's in a boat, because he's not in a boat for long, remember?
No. They what? Jump. No. Okay, so
he falls off the back of a boat.
Oh, you're
he's
right.
On a boat.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right. I guess I feel like they jumped onto the thing, but there was a boat right there, wasn't there?
There's a boat and there's a helicopter.
You're
doing
right.
The same, but
you're
they're
right.
On boats,
you're right.
Dropping these charges, and then a big, huge thing, which they think is the Meg, washes
pops up.
But eventually, the other guy jumps on it. Very good landing, and he's doing whatever.
I do like where he's like, go get yourself some teeth and get me one too.
Yeah.
And the guy comes back, and he's like, there are no teeth.
But he just,
yes.
It's
he's
funny
because
like, he jumps onto the thing and then he goes away and then somehow he like jumps back onto the boat. I'm like, where's this guy come from? But he's like, oh, it's no teeth.
And I do like where he goes, it's underneath us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a whale. They think they blew it up, but it's a whale. Like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, that's a whale.
Oh, God, we have to say when he says drop more charges and he blows the chunks of whale guts into his mouth.
Yeah. No, like, he drops the charge. He's like, are you sure you got it? And they cut back to the pilot.
Pilot's
covered
like,
in the guts.
Right.
He's like, I'm pretty sure we got it.
So gross. Yeah.
Whale cocky.
I'm just blubber.
No. For those who are. In the no.
It's BBW.
That's what it is.
Big beautiful whales.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Rainn Wilson kind of gets, they eat the Meg, shows back up and takes a big old, and this is, it was actually a good head fake where like Rainn Wilson is holding onto the side of this whale.
I mean,
he's been knocked.
It was predictable, but
it
funny.
Was, but like you think he's going to go the first time.
Yeah.
Well, the first time it is,
because
I'm like, oh, I'm saved.
Right, and like he's holding on to the
the
whale.
Mouth is so big, it takes two chunks, like the teeth go around him.
No.
Because he's in the mouth.
It's the side of it.
I thought he was in the mouth,
nah,
and it just
it
like,
was just,
okay.
It was
just
on the side.
It was
okay.
And then he's just like, ah, and then here comes another one.
Okay.
And then all you see is like his arm is left.
Okay.
He does the Sam Jackson.
That was good
Jurassic
with the arm standing there. Yeah, that was really good.
So
he's gone.
Yeah.
But when he gets there, he's like, hit it. We got to get away. And they take off on the boat, and he flies off the back.
Right. You're right. That's
and
right.
I'm like,
and
when
nobody
those guys
stops.
Yes, no, but they don't realize it. But I'm like, when does someone turn around to see it? Like, talk to the boss or see if
the guy
at that point they turn around and they're like, ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Keep going.
See, I wanted to see it. I wanted to know how long it takes and then what the reaction to that.
The guy who's funding
who's
this whole expedition
us, right?
Just like, got chomped up by a Meg.
Did he leave his wallet?
Yeah. Can we get that credit?
Can you sign us
that?
Just run that
MasterCard Black or whatever.
Just run it.
Yeah, no limit. It's fine. So we go back to the underwater expedition place, and this is where we find out that Rainn Wilson did not call anybody. It was all a ruse. He didn't want to. You know, nobody believed him.
He smashed up the radio equipment with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just great. So our main characters decide we're just going to go kill this thing ourselves.
Well, they know it's heading towards.
That's where we're going.
They know that it's like they're, you know, they're tracking it.
Yeah,
they're like, oh,
it's headed
going
for this very populated beach.
God,
and I was just like, you know what?
Water.
This is like, I get that we've been building to this, but I want to see all of these people die.
Well, okay,
that's what I want to happen.
That's just too for me. That's the only thing I didn't like about this.
Oh, really?
It's like there's just too.
Too
many
people.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm
like
shark. I'll tell you right now, it's like I wouldn't have gotten that water.
Nope.
And it's not because of the sea creatures. It's because of
there's
the
too
people.
Many people. Too many people.
I'm like, that's just too many people.
Yeah, it's just too gross.
But this is the thing that I didn't like. So we get to the water, and it is really crowded, and it's crazy and chaotic when especially they see a shark. Kind of fun with them, like, pull the shark catching the barges and all running into each other. Fine. But then all of a sudden, when the shark comes to kill the kid, there's, like, six people around him. Yeah. Like, there were thousands, and then there were six.
A little glob of people.
That didn't make any sense that
you mean, would,
not Alex Kittner?
Yeah. Asian Kittner.
Yeah.
There's Asian Kittner out there.
He's still
hero
on his popsicle.
Yeah, I was like, it was the whole.
It was the exact same scene.
Oh, my God.
Like, I expected her to look
at
his.
The mom had the
I expected her to look at his hands, be like, oh, you're getting all pruny.
That's what I thought they were. I'm like, oh, man.
Man, that mom gave in fast. No, it's too dangerous, but I want to. Okay.
That's what the Kittner's mom did, though. Like, Alex, he comes up and he was just like, God, can I go in the back in the water? And she was just like, oh, I don't think so. And she looks at his fingers and he was like, oh, come on. And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like, the kid doesn't was, put up much of a fight.
But she said it was dangerous and that, cause like, she obviously has a stance. And he's like, but I want to. Okay, fine, go.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? Quit bothering me, kid.
Yeah, right?
Go get eaten by the shark.
Shark's just going to be hungry again an hour later.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. For that one.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Chinese food.
Yeah, wait a minute.
How is that?
I don't even know.
People say that's about Chinese food.
The
Chinese
that?
Kid was eaten. That makes him food. That's
yeah,
true.
I don't think that works with people.
Have you had a Chinese person?
You got me there, Joe.
No, I'm just saying. So they devise this plan where they're going to use the...
How, like, do they get it away from there? Do they lure it?
They have they put their iPhone in a waterproof case.
Oh, the sound.
Amplify the sound.
The sound. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, as the Meg is
there
just,
is an app for everything.
There is.
Yeah. It's where, some sort of call.
Also, like, how deep is that water?
You mean at that
part
right there?
Like, I mean, that thing is like the shark hat. We're saying this shark is bigger than the one that we've already seen.
That water is probably 20 feet deep. It's not that deep.
All right. That's my point, though, is like I feel like it would have to be really deep for the Meg to just
his belly got a little scratched up,
yeah, right, to just maneuver around in there.
No,
who
I
knows?
Mean, I think the Meg, like, from top to bottom would maybe be like 13-14 feet.
What?
No, it's 100 feet long, but it's not a square.
But it's
you know, I mean, if it's, I mean, yeah, 100
yeah,
long,
I guess that,
long,
I guess it, yeah,
20,
okay.
Maybe
you're
20
thinking of SpongeBob Square Meg.
That's what, exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah, like, I don't think.
All right. Yeah. All right. They lure it away. They come up with this plan to shoot missiles at it.
I don't know, man.
Oh, God. Okay. This is the part that was frustrating because, okay, what's it? Statham and the daughter go out there in their little tiny research vessels.
Yeah, now they're both Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Go.
They have missiles retrofitted to these things to shoot missiles. But then when it comes time to fire, they're like, it's too close to the research thing. Did they think maybe they should have shot missiles away from the research? Like, what were they? Their plan was terrible.
Oh, we should say we lost Heller as well.
Yeah.
That was the other guy. That was the guy.
Oh,
that,
the doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, we lost.
He sacrificed himself
for
Ruby
Rose.
Rose.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And I was just
Ruby
like.
Ruby Rose, who his hair is always wet.
She always kind of had like that crusty punk like
that's her look
hair,
but in this one it's
and
wet.
I do well,
in
it gets
scene,
wet, and
it
then
wet.
It goes like back to that crusty punk look. Like she had time to put gel.
Yeah,
in
I just thought it was
it
really
like
interesting.
That.
Like, I mean, no problem. She looks great. Like, whatever. But I just like
she's gonna make a killer Batwoman.
She's
gonna
be awesome.
That. Yeah,
she's like,
that's gonna be a lot of fun.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
I do like her. But I just thought it was interesting. That in every scene, I'm like, does she just go like for that hair, dude? Do you have to go to the bathroom every 10 minutes to wet your hair?
Well, like if you see her in John Wick, she's always got it. She's always had that like shaved head,
but she usually
like,
has like
shaved side, but
going
it's like
back. It's not
it's slicked back or whatever. I don't know. I didn't watch Orange the New Black. She looks similar to that.
Yeah, she's always had kind of an androgynous look to her.
Yeah.
That's her thing.
So they are shooting, like they hit the Meg once. Statham's got it lined up, and of course, what happens, Tom?
What happened?
His missile jams. As per usual. Yeah. It's exactly
what all
I
know
what
is they couldn't do it too close to the station because they lured it to the station, but then it was too close.
Right.
Yeah, it's some goofy
undersea
battle.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It was dumb.
So I've got to go out and do it by hand.
So Statham decides he's going to challenge the Meg, and he's like...
Well, he's got the exposed propeller, which he starts using a shank all over the place.
Yeah, right. And then he just kind of says, evolution. Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Is this where he holds on to
no,
the
No, that's after the fact. They kill the Meg.
I'm like, if those turbines are going fast enough to propel this thing and you're just holding next to it, like, that doesn't work. Like, okay. Coolest shot in the movie, though, when the Meg jumps out of the water with him attached to it.
We're not there yet because he pilots the thing
this
underneath.
This is where I'm like, yes.
Yes.
This times 10.
He
like,
pilots
this
it under the Meg and slices the stomach open.
It's an awesome move.
It is a good move.
That was a good move.
And then he ejects himself out of the thing.
Although you got to ask yourself, like, a machine gun bullet couldn't pierce it.
But this thing will.
This guy can slice it open.
Right. Well, I think it's like, since it's under the belly, maybe it's a little bit.
It's a sensitive spot.
Yeah. He's ticklish.
He's
down
ticklish.
There.
Yeah.
So it's cool, though.
He does. He ejects himself. He grabs
Poison tip spear.
He's stabbing. No, he just stabs it in the eye.
A poison tip spear.
They only had one.
Well, the poison like was in the mouth or whatever.
That was the first Meg.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think their plan still. I think all they still had poison tip stuff.
Maybe though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's how it dies because it dies kind of like.
No,
quickly.
It gets eaten.
Well, I know that, but I think that the reason
it
why
slows
it kind of
I mean, aside from the fact that it got stabbed.
Yeah.
I
thought it got stabbed in the eye.
Well, in the eye and into, like it, he stabs it far.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Like,
it's a big gaping hole in his stomach.
But it's a big
and
animal.
And there's, like, 30 sharks inside of it.
Right.
So it was, like, it was
a lot of stuff.
It's a combination of stuff.
Gone at this point. Like,
I'm just saying, Thor rocked an eye patch. This thing could have gotten an eye patch and kept going, so.
But then he didn't. Spoilers.
I mean, they were definitely at this point, they were just
that's
like,
when Rocket,
just going to town.
Rocket Sharkoon comes in. And
Rocket Sharkoon. So Statham does this, and, you know, this is where he's like dropkick. This is the dropkick of the shark.
I wish it was a dropkick, but it was a
where
stab.
Where he stabs the Meg through
in
the
mid-air
eyeball.
As they're both jumping, like, through the air. It's awesome.
And I do like... These news crews are also flying around.
Oh, God, these guys.
Yeah. They crash into
each other. The boat because,
because
they crashed, and then it sets this whole boat on fire, and they have to evacuate.
Right. So
all the news helicopters.
Then, right.
We all got there at the same time.
Weird how that happened.
Like, it was only,
well,
like,
I felt like they were already there.
This happened, like, within a couple minutes.
I felt like they were just looking at, like, look at this.
Like
you know,
all the people?
Right,
they're pretty used to that over there.
That's probably true.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at the size of that
thing.
They
were covering the big skyscraper event over here. There's a guy jumping from a crane to a skyscraper, and they had to go over to
I thought the exact same thing. Because they're in Shanghai.
Yeah.
Like, the initial part.
I mean, we just saw that, and it's a Chinese co-produced movie. I mean, it's
similar. This is the one where it is not hiding the fact that they want that foreign box office.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at least with the...
If any of them are hiding it. But,
well,
yeah,
I feel like
it,
when you have The Rock,
yeah,
you know, like, it's set in Hong Kong.
Right.
And you have, like, one character who is...
Yeah. No, this movie definitely is, like...
This is leaning into
like
the...
Like I said, There's another edit of this movie.
Sure.
And it probably plays a little bit differently. Like Jason Statham's got like a small
Jason Statham
part.
Might die.
Be interesting.
Yeah. So then they kill the shark. Everybody's okay that survives. The mom and Jason Statham are apparently getting together. The little girl, again, is super cute. Like, she, you know, she was
great.
It's
a dumb, cute little thing that works.
And there's no post credits. There's no mid credits. I thought they were going to set up for a second one.
This is just everybody, ha, 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 happy ending. And you're like...
They don't like, end on a shark, like, opening its eye
that's
or something.
What I
like,
no.
I,
like,
maybe I was
that's
just
what
waiting
I thought.
For
like,
it.
It goes into the water?
Because it goes into the water.
No. And then it just says the Meg.
Okay.
There's no...
No,
it
says Finn.
Oh, Finn. Yeah, which I was like, well... Well played.
That's
well
genius.
Played. Yeah.
That is genius.
I expected a shark to like bite the.
Nope. Yeah. I checked. I
did as well.
Look at after credits and go. Nope. Goodbye.
Yeah. I said that Ryan. We gotta go.
Yeah. And I thought this is exactly what I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
Trim
just
about
a little
20-25 minutes off of it, and you've got
to get to that boat faster.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it was.
There's no reason to build those.
There were
relationships.
Boring parts. I thought they really should have got crazier. Like I said, with it. I mean, I would never watch this movie again. I want it to be fun enough to be like a repeat, like,
if it was on
this
the
is
background,
crazy, you know, I want to go watch this insane cult classic shark movie. It's just not, it never got to that level.
It's crazy. If you want to see some crazy, I'll let Dan do his video record. I don't want to ruin anything.
We should probably segue into that. We haven't had one in so long.
I know. Okay. Well, there's two. There's one that I think is like the ideal version of what this movie should be and could be, and that's Lake Placid.
Of course.
Yeah.
Love that movie. It still holds up. It's still funny, and it does all of the things like this tries to do. I mean, it's giant alligators.
Yeah. Is Betty White in that?
Oh, yeah. Betty White.
Yeah. Oliver Platt.
Filthy it, mouth Betty it, White in yeah. that movie.
Bridget Fonda?
Bridget Fonda, yeah. Oliver Platt, Bill Pullman.
Yep.
Is this like the first time Betty White became a thing? Like, she was in that movie and then she became like
this is the resurgence of Betty
this
White.
This is, what's his name? Kelly, the guy who did...
Robert E. Kelly.
Yes, who did...
Allie McBeal.
Yeah,
that's
Allie McBeal. So,
David Kelly.
This is David Kelly. And so it's like an odd, like sort of like sitcom-y horror movie. But it has the giant alligators and a lot of the same things that happened in that movie happen in this, but it just works. It's faster and it does all, you know, it hits all the same beats, but it just does it better.
Yeah.
And the other one I actually watched because if you have Amazon Prime, you have a multitude of shark movies to watch.
Yeah.
Two-headed shark attack. Five-headed shark attack,
and I was
like,
five sharks,
and I was tossing between. I was like, it's tossing between five-headed shark attack.
Oh, I said
or
grizzly.
Planet of the Sharks.
I was like grizzly.
No, I watched Planet of the Sharks, and it's sort of like in a post-apocalyptic water world where you know everybody's on these like little flotillas of
couldn't have been worse than the real water world.
It's a lot like water world except for there's this like a pod of advanced super sharks that are. Following each other around and picking off the remaining humans. And man, it sucks. It's just awful. I mean, I was like, I watched it for like an hour. I'm like, and it was only an hour and like 26 minutes. And I was like, and we're going to start to scrub to something else.
But there is, they had like
this movie. It's a sci-fi movie. It's an asylum movie.
Yeah, there it is.
It's an asylum movie. And the most entertaining thing about this movie are the choices that the actors, they all have different accents.
The people they hired.
Like, where you try to figure out, like, what is this? There's this one woman that's like, so there's Junk Island, and then there's the Research Island. Where, like, the Research Island's just like normal, like, it's like this. It's like, well, they seem to be all okay. Like, everybody else, like, Junk Island is sort of like Waterworld. And then there's, like the Wild Island, which is sort of like the Dennis Hopper one, where it's like everybody's all, it's sort of like the Mad Max Island. All
right.
And this, you know, the woman, she's got some sort of like weird Jamaican, New Orleans, Cajun accent. I'm like, I don't understand. Like,
what is happening?
And there's people like these people are Australian, but sometimes it goes away. So, I mean, the most entertaining thing about this is just trying to nail when the accent is consistent. But
did they put those out in correlation with Shark Week?
You know, I mean, there really is. If you have Amazon Prime and you just put shark,
wow,
you'll get like 20 different
I would say
movies.
Piranha.
Yeah.
Piranha 3, Double D.
Yeah, this like one, I mean, and that's why I was like, nah, Lake Placid would definitely be like, if somebody's wanting something and they haven't seen it, it's still good. You know, I mean, the CGI is a little dated, but it's more entertaining than this is. And this one is not terrible. It overstays its welcome.
Yeah.
It's too slow to go.
That is true.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get going.
Once they get through the sea cloud, because at that point I just started laughing at the theater. I'm like, thank God.
It's what you should have done.
the fake science, just get to it.
Yeah.
So
there it is.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Options.
So I guess that brings us to a close.
Oof.
Welcome back, Dan.
Yes, welcome back.
Thanks.
Congratulations on episode 400.
Yeah, it's a real milestone.
So I guess let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter, DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBracket.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at RogerKubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/TomO'Keefe. You can find the show online at Facebook.com/RealSpoilers or on Twitter at Real Spoilers or our website, realspoilers.com. If you want to get some extra content and help the show out, you can do that at patreon.com/realspoilers. So that's it for this one. Coming up next week, I believe we will be taking on
Mile 22.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Joe.
Mile 22. The new Peter Berg, Mark Wahlberg movie.
We did two dumb action movies in a row, or we can't do two dumb.
Like, I think it's time to switch it up.
Yeah. I think this Crazy Rich Asian movie is going to be a big hit.
I think it'll be funny.
I think they're massively underestimating, even on their tracking data, I think is wrong.
This is going to be like My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
It's going to.
Which has nothing to do with the Greeks.
Right.
I just mean it's going to be like it's going to be one of those things that's going to be a juggernaut.
Yeah, I think the tracking data is wrong. Mm. I think it's going to be huge.
It's set to track a little higher than Mile 22, but it, you know, could end up way higher. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Mile 22 has the guy from
Let's just put it this way. You ever like go to an AMC theater like around 10, 11 o'clock at night and you're like, and it turns into like a different type of theater and you're like, have you ever been in like what, like going to a late show?
And not
they,
a long
they
time.
Do special program. Right. You know what I'm talking about? Like you come out and they got like these movie posters for like all of the, there's,
oh, you're talking about all the Bollywood stuff and like all the different ones.
Well,
like,
some theaters do Bollywood, some do like Asian cinema, and you come out and you're like, What happened? Yeah. Like I walked into, you know, like, and you walk out and it's because
there's a demand for that.
They do. There's demand and there's an audience and they go like 11 o'clock at night to see movies because they don't
stay away from the white man.
So, you know,
I can say that.
I don't think you can.
I'm white.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
fine,
right?
Sure. That works.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'm taking it back.
But I also think there's probably a pent up demand. You don't get a lot of.
That's
you
true.
Know, and it's based on a very popular book.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yes. That I think it definitely expanded beyond just Asian
people. Is this one of those ones where they cast.
It's got Michelle Yeoh in it.
That's what I was going to say. Like. Well-known popular Asian actors to maybe appeal to a mass audience, or is it kind of like,
I don't know, I didn't recognize the main cast. I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah. And honestly, when's the last time we've had a big romantic comedy?
This is gonna
be a minute.
Yeah, it's true. So it's like I feel like it's
is that what this is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big and the whoever wrote it, I honestly don't even know if it's a man or a woman, but I know that like they were offered, I think Netflix offered them like $100 million
for this, and they turned it down.
And they turned it down,
jeez,
because and they made the movie and they got less money. But they were, but
probably
they were on the back
million
end,
in China.
But they were more like But the creator was like, no, I don't want to just be a TV show.
Netflix thing.
I want to like that. We don't. There aren't movies with Asian casts in
that
America
is true.
And the author was like, I want the feel, the validation of like, this is a big giant movie.
Yeah.
Not just, it's a little TV
it's
show.
It's a successful
over here.
TV show on Netflix.
Yeah. Cause they were like, I could never work again. Like
that's
I,
true.
With the money Netflix offered, but I'm sure they're still doing okay.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So anyway, I guess that's what we will dig into next week. So,
damn it.
So no one's stopping you from seeing Mile 22. You know that, right?
Yeah, okay. I'll try to squeeze it into my schedule.
So anyway, that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Lenny regurgitates Angie.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.